This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli addresses question-answer session of House of Representatives, claims to have worked for legal and institutional reforms for employment creation and investment-friendly environment. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba urges Qatar to secure release of Nepali youth Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. Chief whips of ruling parties decide to forward the bills under consideration in federal parliament. And 18 people killed in stampede at New Delhi railway station. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has claimed that the government is consistently working towards legal and institutional reforms for employment creation and promotion of investment-friendly environment in the country. Responding to the queries by lawmakers in today's meeting of the House of Representatives today, Prime Minister Oli said that all works have been carried out, accordingly giving priority to programs to increase productivity and employment opportunities. The Prime Minister said action would be taken as per the law if anyone was found misappropriating foreign currency illegally. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli also said that the government was serious too about completing big projects of national pride and national priority on time. Likewise, Prime Minister also expressed confidence that the recent policy and legal reforms introduced through the government ordinances will enhance the business environment, boost investment, and stimulate economic activities in the country. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba today held a meeting with Minister of State for Foreign Affairs of Qatar, Sultan bin Salman bin Sultan Al Muraiki, in Muscat of Oman. They met on the sidelines of the 8th Indian Ocean Conference in Muscat. During the meeting, they discussed various issues of Nepal-Qatar relations, bilateral interests and mutual benefits, as well as scholarship for Nepali students and skilled technical manpower in Qatar. On the occasion, Minister Dr. Rana also called for Minister Muraiki for a special initiative for the safe release of Nepali youth Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. The Nepal government has been making diplomatic efforts for Bipin's release since last year. Meanwhile, Minister Rana has emphasized the need for cooperation and connectivity within the Global South. In her address to the 8th Indian Ocean Conference in Muscat, the capital of Oman, on Sunday, Dr. Rana highlighted the importance of the conference with the theme of Voyage to New Horizons of Maritime Partnership, particularly for landlocked countries like Nepal. A meeting of the chief whips of the parliamentary parties of the ruling parties has decided to take initiation for forwarding in both the Houses of Parliament the bills under consideration of the Parliament. A meeting of the chief whips of the ruling parties was held at the office of the chief whip of the CPN UML, Mahesh Kumar Bartola, at Singhadarbar today. The meeting decided to take initiative to forward the bill designed to amend and integrate laws related to school education and the bill designed for formation, operation and service of federal civil service. UML Chief Whip Bartola said that the discussions were held on taking forward some of the bills under consideration in Parliament as well as the ordinances tabled in the Parliament. A Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, has been signed between the Ministry of Health and Population and the World Federation of Hemophilia to provide free medication to hemophilia patients in Nepal. The MOU signing ceremony follows the recent announcement of the government to provide free medication to patients of hemophilia, a hereditary blood clotting disorder. The press note released by the personal secretariat of the Minister for Health and Population, per the portal today, stating that the MOU was inked last Friday at the Department of Drug Administration. According to Dr. Prakash Puratoki, the spokesperson at the Ministry of Health and Population, there are 900 registered cases of hemophilia in Nepal. An 8-member committee has been formed to investigate the balloon explosion incident that took place during the inaugural session of the Pokhara Visit Year 2025 held in Pokhara yesterday. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak formed an 8-member probe committee under the coordination of Cascade Chief District Officer Bharatmani Pandey, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel, and Pokhara Metropolitan City Mayor Dhanraj Acharya were injured during the inauguration ceremony, where the incident took place in Pokhara on Saturday. Both Deputy Prime Minister Podel and Mayor Acharya are being treated in the intensive care unit of the Burn Hospital in Kirtipur. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom, go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Karma TV, henus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data, chalaunus,
sajilota, ekasa.
Fiber Internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kurama bharma.
Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज. Public Service Broadcasting PSP Nepal has emphasized the importance of including public concerns and citizen voices in the content produced and broadcast. At the closing ceremony of a 3-day training on inclusive broadcast content production and broadcasting organized by Radio Nepal in celebration of World Radio Day, Dr. Mahendra Bista, Executive Chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, urged participants to apply the knowledge gained during the training in their work. Dr. Bista expressed confidence that PSP Nepal's future contents will reflect greater inclusiveness as the organization moves forward under its newly restructured framework. Similarly, Bishnu Ram Neupani, Acting Chief Administrative Officer of PSP Nepal, said that the training had been valuable in enhancing the productivity of program production and broadcasting, aligning with PSP's policies. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. A stampede at New Delhi railway station has left at least 18 people dead and 10 injured. According to the BBC, thousands of people gathered at the station on Saturday night trying to board delayed trains. 4 of the victims were children and 10 were women. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed his condolences on social media. This incident follows the recent Kumbh Mela disaster where 30 people died in a similar crowd surge. Witnesses say a huge crowd had gathered with many people travelling to the ongoing Kumbh Mela, a religious gathering in Prayagraj. 2 trains were delayed and a 3rd bound for Prayagraj was waiting to depart. European leaders are meeting on Monday for an emergency summit to discuss the war in Ukraine. The summit comes amid concerns that US-led peace talks with Russia could exclude Europe. According to the BBC, US Secretary of State Marco Rubio is set to meet with Russian officials in Saudi Arabia soon to begin the talks. This follows a phone call between US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss the war. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who was not invited to the talks, has stated that he will not accept any deal made between the US and Russia. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference on Saturday, Zelensky called for the creation of an army of Europe as concerns grow over the US commitment to the continent's security. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions and partly to generally cloudy with chances of light snowfall at a few places in the mountainous region of the country. The weather will remain partly cloudy to mainly fair in the dry region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma will address a question-answer session of House of Representatives, claims to have worked for legal and institutional reforms for employment creation and investment-friendly environment. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjurana Deuba urges Qatar to secure safe release of Nepali youth Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. chief whips of ruling parties decide to forward the bills under consideration in federal parliament, and 18 people killed in a stampede at New Delhi railway station. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.